Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Trade guesses are now in for Friday's USDA reports for the crop production for the 2012 growing season. Average trade guess for harvested acres for corn is 86.89 million. Production pegged by the trade at 10.650 billion bushels. That compares with last year, by the way, at 12.358 with a yield of 122.6. For soybeans, the trade guesses harvested acres at 75.56 million with production at 2.993 billion bushels. Last year it was 3.094 and a yield of 39.6. Ending stocks for January, USDA will have that report as well on Friday. Trade estimates corn ending stocks at 647 million, soybeans at 135, and wheat at 741 million acres.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's go ahead and look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat trading 813 and three quarters, up six and a quarter. July 828 and a half, up six and three quarters. March wheat in Chicago 755, up three and three quarters. July 773, up five and a quarter. March corn 689 and three quarters, up four and a quarter. July 680 and three quarters, up two and a quarter. December unchanged at 574 and a half. January soybeans 1414 and a quarter, up three and a half. July 1371 and a quarter, down two and a quarter. November 1283 and a quarter, down one and a half. January soybean meal 409.10, up 60. March 409.60, up 70. January soybean oil 49.26, down 24. March 49.77, down 19. February live cattle 132.60, down 40. January feeders 152.57 and a half, down 67 and a half. And February lean hogs 86.82 and a half, up 52 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Whole lot of nothing going on, really, in terms of volatility today.
You know, it's after yesterday, sort of a quiet day. We did get a nice little rebound yesterday, and, you know, instead of the little follow-through, I guess it's sort of Tuesday where we settle down and do nothing or go a little bit the opposite way. You know, a lot of people looking ahead this report on Friday. And what's the bullish, what's going to be bullish and what's going to be bearish is the big question I think all our customers are asking, Dave. So when we look at the numbers, you know, what is it we're going to consider a bullish? We see it. It's, you know, the harvested acres less than 84.7, it'd probably be bullish. You know, for less than 10.5 on the total production, if we're less than 8.2 on the stocks and the ending stocks less than 600. But if we're somewhere in between there, why neutral to bearish?
And what is your inclination?
My inclination is probably looking at the way things are, we're probably going to see a neutral report. But then again, five out of the last 6 years, we've seen a limit move in corn. So we have to be looking for some sort of surprise or the possibility of a big move in these markets come Friday.
What is your inclination then in the soybeans? We've spent a little time on the corn. What about the beans?
Well, you know, I think that they're a lot more in line. I don't think we're going to be so surprised with any of the yields. They've been improved a little bit as we've been along through harvest. We look for a slight improvement here. We do look for the Brazil crop to probably be increased a little bit and the Argentine decreased a little bit. So the bean number is probably going to be a lot more stable than what the corn number could be.
By a little bit, do you mean 83?
On the beans?
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be, you know, when you're saying 83, are you talking about
Brazil?
The Brazil? I think that's a little bit on the high side, Dave.
Okay, 82 then.
82 is going to be more in my range, yes.
All right, so a little bit of improvement in Brazil soybean prospects, a little less in Brazil, probably based on that northwestern area where it's been dry, although it's not a major growing area.
Not a major growing area, no.
Yeah. So overall, I guess you're suggesting that maybe everything cancels itself out and Friday is a
blah day.
I
doubt it's going to be a blah day, but I'm thinking that if you really just look at the numbers, we're going to see some reactions, but I don't know that they aren't going to really be a little bit muted after everything that's went on. We've had people that have really looked to this report with ideas that it's going to pull us back out of the doldrums, and I'm not sure with the world economic situation that we're going to see that to the degree that a lot of people are hoping for.
Well, we need prices to go down in corn to be competitive on the export market.
Yeah, we're about $10 to $20 over of the South American market here. Now, if you can find offers out down there, you know, South Korea bought optional origin corn, which looks to be sourced out of South America again here, too. So we seem to be getting beat price-wise as far as our corn prices are going here, especially over the last month.
When will South America have corn, new crop corn for sale?
That's sort of a good question. It's not also when will they have corn, it's also when will they be able to ship it, get it to the ports, and get the backlog of ships so they can go ahead and do it. But, you know, unfortunately, it'll probably be sometime in February.
So come February, the window on the U.S. might shut even a little bit further unless...
I doubt we'll
see
further. You know,
it's been pretty shut, hasn't it?
I was going to say, you know, there's just a very little breeze coming in under that window. it's very, that window's been closed pretty good the way it is. We hope to see a little bit of pickup here in some of our exports. We thought we were getting a little more competitive and the reliability of things going. You know, one thing that we're really disappointed in sort of is that the Chinese, with the crush margins they're showing here, and with the reliability and ability to load boats out and do this, haven't actually been buying a few more beans from us, even if down the road they're a little cheaper, but to get them over, get them processed, and get them in the system.
I have some interest, I think, in seeing the quarterly grain stocks report. I'm curious to see what's on farm still.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a great big number because a great number of people here in central Indiana and central Illinois have nothing at home in the bins, you know, and what is there and what is available and how much do we really need to worry about corn moving. But farmers have been very, very, very stubborn about selling any corn or beans after this last three-week sell-off.
And now they're going to perhaps have to hold it a while, it seems.
If we see this report come in negatively and we continue just our erosion, if the weather doesn't perform well or doesn't cause the market to perform well, it's going to be a long time until they can get back to levels they're going to be willing to. We could see a slide on into planting time to see what the weather's really going to be.
And slide would not be beneficial in February because those
crop insurance prices will be set during that time period. Yes, sir, Dave. And, you know, as we sit here today, the Dease corn at 574, that's only 6 cents above where we were last year for insurance prices.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat at 8.12 1/4, up 4 3/4. July, 8.26 1/4, up 4 1/2. March wheat in Chicago, 7.55 1/2, up 4 1/4. July, 7.71 3/4, up 4. March corn, 6.89 1/4, up 3 3/4. July, 6.81, up 2 1/2. December unchanged, 5.74 1/2. January soybeans, 14.14, up 3 1/4. March, 13.87 3/4, down 1/2. July, 13.72 1/4, down 1 1/4. November, 12.84 1/2, down 1/4. January soybean meal, 408.30, down 20. March, 409.40, up 50. January soybean oil, 49.26, down 24. March, 49.82, down 14. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.